We have about 30 samples that we've dried today. We had soil from all over the world, and some was wet, so we dried in the sun and then crushed down to smaller size and then sifted so that we have everything arranged in glass jars or plastic bags and labeled, showing all the different countries who have participated. And it came from an idea in Oroville last year when we were discussing how to observe the birthday, and someone said it would be nice to have an echo of the original foundation ceremony, but instead we invite from sacred places, not nations necessarily, but from places where people go in parks or places of beauty or from the ocean. So we have from all over the world, from North Korea, from the Palestine territories, from Easter Island off of the coast of Chile, really astounding, from New Zealand, from Bali. So it's the whole world represented on the little balcony here outside of the music library. And as they dry and are sifted, then they're prepared for the children who will put them in a central, in the center of the Oroville symbol on the birthday morning. When the bonfire is going, the children will take these samples and put them in the center of the Oroville symbol, symbolizing human unity. And the nice thing is that we will make envelopes and give the gift back to the world. It will be taking this image of all the soil from all over the world combined, and then it will be a gift from Oroville back to all of the people who participated and to NGOs and other organizations.
I see somebody playing with the earth.
It's great to be back, let me tell you. And with all this dirt, and we're going to make mud pies, international mud pies here, and we're all going to have a good time.
When did you arrive, actually?
Is this recorded?
Yes.
Last Tuesday.
And you went back to your original place, or?
No. We're officially tourists this time. We're happy to be tourists, and no politics, no problems, just nice friends and lots of smiles and lots of love. And
did you check the mangoes?
Yeah, we've been there. The mangoes are really good. The old house is still okay. Everything is fine. We're independent now. So it's good to be back, and what can I say? I'm happy to be here. But very nice. It's impressive. There was a beautiful orange sample from Ethiopia. There was stuff from Sri Aurobindo's garden in London, where he used to live. Little tiny spoonful of soil from by Cambridge. There's soil from all over the planet. It's Nepal, South Africa, United States, France, Belgium. By the way, for the news, there's going to be Wednesday the 27th at 7:45 at the Visitor Center. And there'll be some old photos, and so far we have more video than we could figure out what to do with, and so we're going to have to try and cut it down into a bit. And but it'll be fun. Lots of old faces and lots of history.
So here, how many nationalities they are mixing?
I don't know. It's probably between 60 and 100 somewhere so far.
No, but this is the earth. What about the people
who we are doing? There's a lady from Ethiopia, there's a few of us from USA, there's one biggie from France, she's Orwellian, and there's Germany, Federica is from Germany. So this is a project of AVI USA as a birthday present. It's nice energy from all over the planet, and we want Orville to know that we love you and we care for you, and this is the future, and it's going to be spread about by the children from here. So I think it has only nice energy.
So you are from Ethiopia, and is your first time here?
Yes, it's my first time to be in Oroville. And I came to visit we arrived here on February 6th. So I'm staying up to the 40th anniversary of Orevel, and I think I will be leaving on the 2nd or 3rd of March.
So right now you are mixing the earth?
Yeah, we are mixing the earth.
And you brought some?
Yeah, I brought some from Addis.
How did you know about this project?
There is an Orovilian who is living here a long time, since the mother's time. Mm. He's Ato Tekeste. He was there in Addis just to form, to establish a sort of NGO, which has a meaning or a spirit of Orevel. So I meet him there. I'm working there in the Ministry of Justice. The Ministry of Justice has a mandate of registering these NGOs. So we're there busy with him to get the NGO registered. So he invited me to come here and see Orovel. And I'm happy to be here. It's really a very nice time to come to Orovel. There was a workshop for 3 days, from February 15th up to 17th, which is really very fantastic. And I'm really very privileged to be there with those knowledgeable and very special peoples from all over the world. Really, I'm having a good time in Orovel.
You mean the dynamism, the workshop in this round building?
Yeah.
Where we were recording.
Yeah, yes, you are recording there. And I think I will have a CD of it. I've got registered for that.
So how did you find it, this workshop?
It was really very fantastic. It's really... There are lots of things to know, and some are really very difficult to understand because the people are very experienced, very knowledgeable, and it's at a higher level of consciousness. So I really have a good time.
Ethiopia is one of the most mysterious countries in the world, I think, because maybe the origin of many things are in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Like, even the pharaoh maybe come from Ethiopia.
Yeah. To take a step, he has a lot of things to relate the Ethiopian history, the religion, and everything with the philosophy of Shiri Orbando and the mother. He has a lot of things to say, and he is really... very sure to have a center there for the Africans, a sort of Orovel center there for all Africans in Ethiopia. I think he already started it with lots of people there who are officials and very, very notable people and very close to the government. He's also trying to invite the Pope, Abuna Paulos, to come here and to see Orovel. He also agreed to come and he's trying to get an invitation.
So there is in Orovel there are four zones. One zone is the international zone.
Yeah.
In the international zone there is a zone that is consecrated to Africa.
Yeah.
But is empty for the time being.
Yeah, it's really a pity. There is a place for the Africans and there is nothing there to see or to show something or to put what Africa likes. And I think that will be done within a few time. We'll do something on that. And one of the aim of Ato Tekeste is to establish, to bring some interested people here from Africa or from Ethiopia to stay here and to do a sort of pavilion.
No, the ones that aren't registered are in the far group over there.